From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Andrew Richards. Larry is off to Qatar to do Imagine Cup, and Chad is oof, so it's just me this week. What we thought we'd do this week is actually have a review of Tech Ed. We just showed three episodes of Defrag, taped at Channel 9 Live with Mark and Paula. And one of the things about Tech Ed is there's so much content that's hard to know actually really what you want to review. And so what I've done is gone through my favorites and what I personally watched as well, and I'm going to show you those ones. So to actually watch the Tech Ed content, you can go to the Channel 9 site under Events, Tech Ed, and then drill down to the latest one, which was Tech Ed North America 2014. And what we're going to do is we're going to filter down to the talks. So the easiest starting point is just look for the word troubleshooting, because I'm trying to find episodes that are related to the show, and we tend to be more of a troubleshooting show. So do a troubleshooting search, and what we're going to end up with is a couple of pages. You'll get more product specific things like Link and System Center, but you do also get the some nice generic ones, like this one, this group policy one's kind of good. And then here's another good one, an 8.1 deployment. I haven't watched that one, but I read the pre-C and it looks good. Here's my talk, Hardcore Debugging. And then we're going to fall into some of the standards that you should be always looking for from any conference, and particularly System Channels Primer by Aaron Margosis, and Paula's ones, and what we're going to find is also Mark Rasinovich's ones. Wherever it is, a case of the unexplained. So we'll get back to them in a sec. So what we're looking for is ones that really push you from a troubleshooting point of view. And so this Windows Performance Deep Dive is a good one, and Black Belt Troubleshooting. So what I'm going to do is now, I guess it's already a lot, right? So let's drill into focused areas and try to find known good talkers or speakers and go that way instead, because you can get kind of overwhelmed with that type of filtering. So if you take the approach of looking for well-known speakers, well, the number one name that is going to pop into your head is Mark Rasinovich, and so you should filter on that. And of course, this all these are going to be in the show notes below. So we're going to filter on Mark Rasinovich. Now, Mark is associated with both SysInternals and Azure. And what we're going to do is we're going to filter down to his talks, but then just look at the SysInternals focus ones. And also, he also does security as well. This Pass the Hash one, if you're a security person and are interested in security, this is a really in-depth, important topic in the security space, and you should watch that talk. If you're not a security person, you can skip that one. This is the he's one of his two Channel 9 Lives. He did one for Azure and he did us. The one he did with Defrag Tools, because of time constraints, only lasted 8 minutes live to air. So what we did is we taped extra time after, and that's what was pieced together for the Defrag show three episodes ago. So if you watch the Defrag version, you'll get about 30 minutes instead of about 8. Mark talked about cloud computing here. Here's the Defrag Tools Live I was talking about, more to do with Azure. And then we find two of his staples. Malware Hunting has been around for 3 or 4 years, and Case of Unexplained, I think, dates back to 2007 or 2009, somewhere around there. Those two talks are, if you're going to watch anything, these are the two talks you should watch. And if you're going to even prioritize these two, you should be watching Case of the Unexplained. Both of them are different per conference. What he does is he updates the content for the case of malware with new viruses, and the case of the unexplained with new cases, and shows you the same SysInternals tools. It tends to be Process Explorer, Process Monitor, auto runs, and sometimes proc dump, to get to root cause. And so you're seeing example after example of example of how to slightly use those tools differently to get to an answer. So if you're going to do anything, if you're going to go have that binge of Tech Ed content, that Game of Thrones weekend, the whole series type thing, I suggest you go through all of the cases that it explains, and then if you want to have a second hit, go through all the Malware Huntings. Now, if you're particularly interested in system channels tools, which personally I am as well, associated with Mark's talk is the System Channels Primer series by Aaron Margosis. The Primer series is designed to fill in the gaps where Case of the Unexplained doesn't. So Case of the Unexplained, kind of like Defrag's show, is about small topics, one after another. Defrag Tools, this show, is more about looking at something for a longer time, and that's what System Channels Primer is like. It will do a deeper dive into the tool. And so you filter on Aaron Margosis, and you'll get the System Channels Primer. Now, there has been, as I said, an edition of this every conference, and you see System Channels Primer, and then you get the each edition. And so each one goes through different topics. It's not the same talk repeated. So the other one to, in this kind of realm of consistent speakers, I'm just going to do it clear, is a person called Chris Jackson, the App Compat guy. And Chris talks a lot about compatibility, and he also talks a lot about in the internals of Windows. And so a lot of the things to do with compatibility actually are to do with changes in Windows. And so at TechEd 2014, he had this Windows 8 security internals talk. And so this is a great way to understand how security changed. This is all the stuff to do with UAC and all to do with the box that's around Windows Store applications, modern applications. He also has a series about moving enterprises forward. So if you're a more of an enterprise person and particularly more of an Internet Explorer website type person, he has usually one talk per conference about either Internet Explorer itself or the general idea of application compatibility. And so if you're trying to move your enterprise forward, I suggest that you watch those. He has some really good rational thinking around how you approach the upgrade process and how some things are just not worth the effort to make sure that they're compatible, because the risk of them going down is very small. The effort to mitigate after the fact is much smaller, and the effect of the outage is much smaller than the cost to do it expensively prior. So those three guys are just speakers that you should always go look at. Just look for those three and across all conferences, Build and TechEd. And then the other one that tends to be more of a TechEd staple than Build is Paula. And we had Paula on the show for a couple of episodes. Paula's focus is always security. And she kind of helps us get us towards the debugging type approach. And so she'll explain not only tools that can compromise a system, but she'll also look at dump files and show you the information, the PII-rich information that you can extract from those files. And so Paula, this conference had three. All three were fantastic. All three were worth watching. If you are interested in debugging and just understanding the internals of Windows, it's kind of like Chris's security internals. It's a good match with that. So watch Paula's ones as well. I don't believe she talks at Build, but she does talk at most tech eds, and she has for at least 3 or 4 years. So go back and look at her catalog. Talking about debugging, then there's my own talk I did. I've done a couple at TechEd over the years called Hardcore Debugging, which is just going through debugging exercises. And then I've also talked to Build. I tend to be more focused on debugging. At TechEd, I focus on debugging as a core concept. And at Build, I focus on, all right, we'll do some quick debugging, and then this is what you did wrong in your code, and the speech is spent talking about what you can do to change the failure that you observed. And so here's Hardcore Debugging. So that kind of just does all the WinDBG debugging. There was some fantastic Visual Studio debugging. So Visual Studio is extremely powerful in debugging live. And there was two talks, maybe even three, that were done by two people, Andrew Hall and and Daniel Moff. And these two guys are really good speakers. Where are we? And talk quite frequently at conferences about Visual Studio and what it can do. So there was there was three talks at TechEd 2014. This debugging tips and tricks was absolutely amazing talk. They covered 60 debugging tips in just over an hour. So rapid fire, an amazing amount of little tips about debugging that you probably didn't know about, and very good at that conditional type debugging. So in WinDBG, you use break on access, which is quite an advanced statement, and conditional breakpoints where you have a BP and then a conditional string at the end, like dot if something. You can repeat that type of logic in Visual Studio 2013, and they show that in great detail. Same thing goes with these two, how to approach production environments, much more taking the Visual Studio approach to production environments rather than the WinDBG approach. It's one of those things where there's a balance of how much you can do with each tool, and this is a good side look at the different way of approaching the production environment debugging rather than this very non-invasive sysinternals, Windows Performance Toolkit, WinDBG approach, PROCTAMP approach. And then how to diagnose phone apps, which is more of a developer focus. So that kind of covers all the debugging ones. And then there's the other side of the coin, which is all about performance. And there's always a good set of performance talks at Build. There's a series, how many coffees does it take to start my PC or something to that. How many coffees can you drink while your PC starts? Much like sysinternals primer and case of explained and malware troubleshooting and hardcore debugging, this thing changes each edition of TechEd. And so you learn how to use particularly Windows Performance Toolkit to look at all the boot phases of Windows and then drill into things like, why do I have group policy slowing me down? Why is this bad application blocking Explorer from finally rendering the start screen? So Matthew is a great talker. Also search for him by person, but particularly for the coffee series, just search for the word coffee. That's more about applying Windows Performance Toolkit. There's a little bit, a slightly different view of that, which is just kind of Windows Performance Toolkit theory. And so there's two talkers who do this regularly. Yong Ri, who also runs a really good self-led, instructor-led lab. So if you at TechEd personally, I suggest you go to these labs where you get a PC and you go through an exercise. He runs those, as well as doing this talk to do with just general Windows Performance Toolkit theory. So, and the other person he talks with is Milad Aslaner. And so, filtering. Milad's a person from Dubai and does a lot of consulting out of Dubai, so he's got quite diverse. And so you'll see he'll get those talks. But the one that we want to talk about is the Windows Performance Deep Dive Troubleshooting. And this is one that tends to be per TechEd as well. So lots and lots of content. Obviously, if you're on the webpage, you can see this. The content is below. All of these talks that I have just gone through listed. Focus on what you find interesting. If you're a performance guy, obviously focus on the performance ones. If you're a troubleshooting guy, I would definitely suggest that you watch the sysinternals ones, go back in history and have a nice binge session with them. From a side point of view, it's also good to watch some of these talks, and don't watch it for the content, watch it for the presentation style. Particularly with Mark and Aaron and Chris and a lot of these people and Paula, they have a good cadence, they have a good style, and it's an enjoyable experience. And so it's a good way to learn how to talk yourself publicly, and even if it's a small audience, how to mix PowerPoint with demos and how to keep the audience engaged, and the right balance between jokes and not having jokes in your speech. So that's it for this week. Enjoy the content. Tell us what you think about any of the talks I've listed below. Point out any of your favorites that you may have. And as always, feel free to email defragtools@microsoft.com to ask us any questions or help you with anything, particularly send us your dump files and your trace files. And leave comments below in general for what you want to see in the future and what you liked and what you don't liked about, or what you did or didn't like about today's episode. Have a good week. Mm-hmm.